This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I'm so blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. I'm back. I was away last week, so pretty excited to be here. Got a little time off, enjoyed myself, and now I'm back to help you guys out with all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. I got to spend a little time away from everything with the family. I had to go down to Martha's Vineyard last week, enjoy with the family, and man, that's a great place to go. I have last time I was there, I think I was like 5 or 6. It's a lot has changed since I've been there that I remember. Some great beaches, great place. Nice, easy living down there. So I'm back here, and we're back in a heat wave. So it's a bit warm, to say the least. Yesterday at one point, I looked at the temperature, and it was 99 with a real feel of 110, which, that doesn't make it any better. We're all feeling it, so if we're feeling it, our plants are definitely feeling it. So if you can get out there this morning early, I know it's still in the 70s right now, so that's a nice way to be working. But if you could get out there, get some water on those plants that you have early, if you have to do any yard work, get out there early this morning to do it. This time, it's going to get warm. It's going to break, though. We'll hopefully have some cooler weather. We'll call it cooler, but it's going to be in the 80s tomorrow. But it's it's summer. We're in the middle of July. You know, it's these things are going to happen to us. We could really... it's only been a day. I could really use some a break from this heat. It takes a lot from you. It's one of those ones where, you know, really just stay inside. Don't get out there and do too much work once the sun really gets up there and gets going. If you have to do anything in the garden this morning, do it early. Get it done now instead of later on today. They're going to have to wait till tomorrow or the next day. Get some real nice... compared to this Tuesday, supposed to be a nice day, so we'll take that, right? But, it's warm now, but it will cool down. We're going to be able to get back out into the garden. We're in the middle of the summer here. We're starting to get some of those real full blossoms coming out of your hydrangeas. Those are ones that are perfect for this time of year. If you don't have any, your local garden centers definitely have some. But I will say that, a lot of them are really starting to come into bloom now. A couple weeks ago, we did a newsletter. It was all about the hydrangeas. That was gorgeous. Those are definitely something to be looking at. There's a few others here. A couple weeks ago we did another one. We talked a little bit about Weigelia. Those are some nice summer flowering. Those are some real good ones. Lots of different colors. I like the Weigelia myself, not just for the flowers. I like the some of the darker leaf types. I always have said to anybody who's asking for flowering plants that I look at Weigelia, anything that has like the dark leaf, or Euonymus that has the different colors. Those are almost, I kind of consider those flowering plants. Reason being, it's a different color. It's going to be blossoming, if you will. It's not really blossoming, but it's going to be colorful all season. So you can add that to an area to give you a different color versus, just having something that blooms and you only have it for, 3-4 weeks on certain varieties. Like rhododendron sometimes, they're only going to last you 3, maybe 4 weeks. And, azaleas, those types of things, where I like to look at like a variegated color of the plants, something along the lines of like a variegated dogwood. Again, the euonymus are good ones, the emerald and gold or the emerald gaiety. Those are two really good ones that I like to look at for different colors. A lot of the same things with different perennials that have different colors on them. Those are the ones that are going to stay during the season. Come back each year, obviously. But those are ones that I take a look at and say, all right, how am I going to use this in there? It might have some flowers, but I'm going to look more for the color, etc. So that's, that's some of my thought process when it comes to, flowering and using them during the summer. Because, it's the heat. The heat in the summer. So only certain plants are going to be flowering. We're going to start seeing a lot more of the Rose of Sharon starting to bloom. That's one of the plants that, I always get a good chuckle about, because it's one that for the spring, it looks, okay, it's dead. It's not coming back. It's all sticks. This doesn't look like much. And you're like, all right, I'm gonna go out there tomorrow and I'm going to dig it up. Get something new. You walk out and all of a sudden it's full of leaves. And it's alive. And you're like, what just happened? But it's one of those ones that gets the leaves later in the season. One of the last to produce its leaves. It always looks like sticks. And you're always like, all right. It's time to clean that one up. But then it pops back up and everything's there. It's funny. Gives me a laugh each time because it's almost... on time, year after year, it just does the same thing. So, but that's another one that's starting to pop up some of its blossoms in the garden right now. Tons of different colors, whites, pinks, purples, even some blues. There's some really nice colors in there. So definitely be taking a look at those at this point. That's the Rose of Sharon. That's a real nice one for the flowers this time. They have single and double flowers. Some of the double flowers are really cool. Almost looks like a high quality carnation that's out there. So that's a pretty good one to be taking a look at if you're looking to add something to the garden. Obviously, I'd be waiting until the next couple days go by, get rid of this heat wave here in New England. We've had some real hot days. So if you guys have any questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We've got a lot of questions that have been coming up online. Been dropped behind a little bit. I have actually been on vacation for 2 weeks. But last week I took the week off. The week before I did come back just for the show. So some of the questions that you guys have been asking on the email, I am behind. I am just catching up. I got back Wednesday this past week, so I've had a few days just to really get in here. Plus my other job went back to there at Mahoney's in Winchester. So catching up on a few things. So for those of you who have been emailing me for basically the month of July, I apologize. I am I've been on vacation since July 3rd. So I am getting back to you as soon as possible. We'll try to answer some of the questions out there. I have a few questions that we can talk about today. Some different ones, and try to figure out what we can do to help you guys out. I do have a couple guests coming on today. Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to be with us. We're going to talk about some different things that we can be doing this time of the year for the yard and lawn. And then later on, about 8 o'clock, I do have Art from Boni coming on. We got a bunch to talk about. Always great to have both of those guys on to help us. And we'll get some more information out to you guys on what we can be doing in the yard, what's popping up, what types of things are going on at this time of year, and what you should be looking for. So we're going to be doing those 7:30 and 8 o'clock today. Other than that, we're going to be here for your questions, to answer anything you have about gardening. It's 855-660-4261. We're going to be right back, and we've got more of your info.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we have a few callers on the line, so we're going to get right to that. James, who's up first today?
First today, we got Chris in New Hampshire.
All right. Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for following your dad's footsteps. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I have a bunch of day lilies and tiger lilies, big clumps of them, and I'd like to divide them and transplant them. When's the best time?
So usually there's two times that you can do it that are the best for the plant itself. Spring and then fall again. Right around now, this heat that we're getting would actually end up hurting it more than it would do be beneficial. So I like to wait where the temperatures, you know, usually end of August, beginning of September, we're not having those high temperatures. We do get kind of like that late summer that comes back to us. But, you know, I think, you know, the late August, early fall, or early September is going to be the best for you.
Okay. What I'd like to take a spade and just cut off a chunk without hurting the main plant?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I'd like to see you do when it comes to transplanting is, so the night before you're going to plant, get out there and soak the area, all the different plants that you're going to, you know, divide. Just soak it. Get a nice water into them, deep soaking, because they're going to go into shock right after you cut them, okay? So, you know, you can leave them right in the ground, so you can take the plant, just cut it right in half, take half of it and go, and put it into another hole. What I'd also like to see you do is use is a product from Espoma called Biotone. It's the starter. What that does is helps with transplant shock. They sell it in all different sizes. They sell it in like a 4-pound bag, an 8-pound bag, an 18-pound bag. They even have small packages at some of the stores, so if you're only doing a few. But just make sure it has something to help it with that shock that it's going to go through. And definitely, like I said, watering it previously to cutting it, like the night before. And then when okay. you do put it into another spot, definitely soak it again. You know, just get it right in there. Get some nice compost to mix in with the soil. You know, like a 50-50 blend with the soil that's there, plus some of that new compost. Mix it together, and then make it, you know, a nice hole for the different daylilies that you have there. If you don't get to it to this fall, that's fine. You can do it in the spring again. Usually a lot of times, daylilies, a lot of different perennials that can be split, want to be split every 3 to 4 years. To really get to you the best of what you're looking for. So, you know, again, like I said, watering, a little bit of fertilizer with that Biotone starter, some good compost mixed in with that soil that you have.
Thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Chris, and hopefully you're not getting as bad of this heat, and the heat's going to come down in a couple days here. Yep. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so James, who's up next?
Coming up, we have Elaine in Maine.
Elaine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I hope you can. I am fighting the American bittersweet vine, and as you are probably very aware, it is so aggressive. I hate to go to chemicals, but I think that's the way I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, as you already stated, it's very aggressive, hard to get rid of.
Yep.
There's a couple products out there that you could be using. I like, one of the ones that I like to use is a product from Bonai called BK32. It's a brush killer. It's specifically made for that type of thing. But I like to go a little bit different. I don't like to just spray and go. The spraying on the top can get other areas, and it kind of just, the spray can, you know, if there's a little bit of wind, can go here and there. What I like to do is I actually like to cut back whatever I'm trying to kill and paint it on the plant there. So I'm going to go to a break. I want you to hang tight, Elaine, because I have a couple other options for you. So just on the other side of the break, we'll go over a little bit more what you can do with the bittersweet. As you said, it's a very aggressive and hard to get rid of. So we're going to be right back. We'll get some more info on that. Right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump continues to stand behind his controversial tweets. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is digging in on his strategy of attacking four progressive minority congresswomen. Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House and says he doesn't care how it affects him politically.
I don't know if it's good or bad politically. I don't care. But when people are speaking so badly, when they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had actually commented in March that the country has gone so far in the wrong direction that people shouldn't be satisfied with moderate policies that are merely 10% better than garbage.
Watch and read the stories you've been hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Elaine. She's got bittersweet, and she is really trying to get rid of it. It's a very aggressive vine. I know in Massachusetts here, you used to be able to sell it. I want to say like 12 years ago, maybe. And then they put the bittersweet into something where it's considered an invasive species, which it is. And you can't sell it. You can't put it into your gardens, etc. Some people would love it. Some people would love to have it take over, but when it takes over, it kills everything in its path, really. It'll cover all different types of plants. So like I was saying before the break, the product I like to use, the product called Brush Killer from Bonide, it's BK32, is what they'll have on the side of the bottle. And I like to actually paint the stalks. I like to cut as much as I can of the bittersweet, but not all at the same time, because depending upon when you do it and when you get to it, sometimes that fresh cut will start to callus over. I like it to be fresh, brand new, so that you can paint it to allow it to get into that area. To allow, you know, that callus hasn't formed, so it's not just sitting on the top. It's going to go through the plant, translocate to its roots, and kill that way. That's one product. Again, it's called Brush Killer BK32 from Bonide. It comes in a concentrate. If you're going to use it, instead of spraying it, I'd get like a paintbrush, a small paintbrush, cut some bittersweet, and put it on there. I know it sounds like a lot of work. It is. I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat it. But that's the fastest way to do it. You could also look at using products like Cleanup. Cleanup is glossophate. which I would do the same exact thing. It does, you're going to see results in about 7 days. It's going to kill right through the ground. I'd use it in the same manner, using a paintbrush to cover what you've just cut. This is just a faster way to do it. And, you know, you can leave it on some foliage, but the foliage will die back, and sometimes with an aggressive vine like this, it could just kill the, you know, some of the leaves, and parts of it will come back. It's going to take a few times. That's the other problem, is you're going to cut back a bunch, and when you do, some of the other ones that are, you know, less mature or haven't popped up as much yet, those are ones that are going to start to pop up as well. So you're going to have to do it a few times. You know, at this point, you know, it's got those, I think I've seen them right now with some of the seed pods. That's where the, you know, the hard part is, because they're going to be attached to different plants. If you start to see those seed pods, that's where they're going to come back from. So when you pull the plant out, you know, if you can, you know, not put it in a compost pile, if you can somehow get rid of it, try to pick up as many of those seed pods as possible. Right now, they're not ready to pop, not ready to turn that color that they always do, that orange, you know, that different color. But the seed pods just sitting on the ground could actually, you know, eventually dry out, get into the seeds, and reproduce that way. So it's a little bit of a task. There's a lot to it. But those two products that I've been talking about are the ones to use. Again, it's Bonide carries both of them. You're going to be looking at the Brush Killer, BK32, or Cleanup. Either one of those, you're going to be painting those onto the stem. So when you cut them back, you leave a little bit of, you know, a couple inches of stem to allow it to absorb that way. It's a task, like I said. It's going to take some time, take some care. But in the end, this is the best way to do it. You know, there's really no easy way. In the organic ways, there's a lot of, you could be using salt-based products. Bonite has a great one called Burnout. Works on a lot of different things if you're looking for different weeds in the lawn, weeds in the garden, etc. But again, it's organic. This is going to be a woody structure type plant that's going to need a little bit more. So that's the synthetic way, is the Cleanup and Brush Killer. You could go with Burnout from Bonide. But again, that's going to take a good amount of time. And on something like this, that shrub, that vine might just laugh at you, unfortunately. So hopefully that helps you, Elaine. And we can, be successful that way. But again, it's just going to take a little bit of time. So, Elaine, thank you for the phone call. Hopefully that helps you out.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay cool.
You too.
Thanks. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we do have somebody on the line, so we're going to go right to that. James, who's up next?
Good. Paul in New Hampshire has another question for you.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. How you doing? Good talking to you today before it gets hot.
Yeah, you as well.
I had a neighbor that cut down a tree on my property, not realizing that a property line is a straight line between two posts, and it afforded us quite a bit of privacy. And it was a maple, and I want to replace it with something that would afford privacy but would grow fairly quickly.
Now, are you looking for a tree again, or are you looking for some sort of, you know, like evergreen that stops everything, or what do you?
Well, I remember one time before I was listening to you, you mentioned, I think it was a rosy rhododendron or a
yep.
Super rhododendron.
Yeah, is that you in a shady area?
Yes, it's a pretty shady area.
Yeah, so there's a rosium, it's Rose Bay rhododendron. I've seen those get 12. Rose Bay rhododendron gets 12 to 15 feet tall. Will cover an area, nice flowers to it, nice and green. Likes the shade. So that might be a good one to put there. Especially it'll cover from the ground up. That's a real nice one. A lot of times you'll see, you'll get bigger ones in the spring at a garden center. Sometimes you'll get some decent size in the fall, but it's mostly containers in the summer and fall. So you're probably only getting a couple that are a couple feet tall, you know, 2 to 3 feet maximum. Probably more like 2 feet. But the Rose Bay in the spring, you can get a B&B, the ball and burlap, that are usually, you know, you can see them at 4 feet tall to start off that process a little bit more instead of being so low. But that's a really good one for the shade, especially if you have lots of it. You can put a few in there and really, you know, cover the areas. If you're looking, there's nothing that's going to get that big in the shade for shrub form. More like, you know, 5-6 feet. There's a few different plants out there. There's a, it's a holly. It's a Japanese holly. It's called Shamrock, Ilex glabra shamrock. It's a compact type holly. It stays green all year. Nice thin green leaves. It's like in a ball form, but it's not really a ball. It's more rounded. A lot of people will create some hedges with them. Those will take some shade. Again, those will get up 4 to 6 feet tall, so they might be a little bit lower. Go ahead.
I think that the Rose Bay, I mean, that's getting at the height that I would like, the 12 to 15 feet. If it was in the what they have in the nursery now, like 2 feet tall, what kind of time frame would that take for it to get 8 or 10 feet tall?
So it's gonna take some time. So usually, anytime you plant something in the garden, the first season you're not gonna get a lot of growth. The second season you'll get a little bit. And then the third season, that's when you'll really start to see the growth to it. You're probably, once it starts to really get into its growth, you're probably going to look at maybe 8, 10 inches a year, maybe a little bit more, once it really gets established. So, you know, that's, you know, 3 years down the line, you're probably talking about maybe 10 years before it gets into the some of that area that you really want it to be. There are ways to be looking into that, maybe getting a little bit denser. Because what will happen with something like this, the maximum rhododendron, is their in-between branching will spread a bit. That's not going to be very tight. It's not going to be one of those types of rhododendrons that are really, you know, thick. At first, you know, because the thick ones are usually the ones that stay nice and small. This is going to get you some height. It'll try to spread out a little bit. You can prune some of it back after it flowers to try and get some of that spacing to get a little bit smaller. But I'd say it's probably going to take 8 to 10 years before you're going to get it really some good privacy from it, just based on, you know. The first 3 years is really developing, getting its root system, getting everything going. You're going to have some growth, but you're not going to see its maximum growth when it's growing. You'll only see a little bit here and there.
Maybe I might be better off with planting like a 5-foot maple tree back in its place.
So, you know, it's one of those things where you could actually try to get a maple in that area, but then, you know, maybe throw one of these rhododendrons underneath it. You're going to have some, you know, some small underneath, and then you'll get some height way above. So you really create a nice area. You'll have two different leaf types, two different colors, you know, the color concept of it, the flowers from below, and then have some coverage up above. So maybe it's adding a little bit that way, maybe even adding a few other types of shade shrubs in the area, you know, to really, you know, maybe fill that area So it's a nice fence, like, all the way around, and then, you know, cover up for you guys as well.
Is there a particular type of maple would be better to plant that's maybe more hardy in New Hampshire or has a better growth rate?
A sugar maple is probably the best. That's what I was going to say, maybe an October Glory type maple. There's some other types. There's a, trying to think, Red Point is a good one. October Glory is one of my favorites to get out there. I like the shape of it. My all-time favorite for a maple would be a Norway Crimson King. But we can't get those in Massachusetts any longer. That's got a purple type leaf, gets real big.
How about New Hampshire?
I don't think you can get it in New Hampshire either. They consider it an invasive species. Where most maples will drop their seed pods, it does kind of the same thing. But October Glory would be my first choice. And then going into a Red Point or a Red Sunset, something like that.
I appreciate it very much, I'm glad you're on the show, and I wish the weather is going to be a little cooler today, but we're stuck with what we've got.
Yeah, definitely. You have a great one, Paul. All right, we're going to be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have open lines for those of you who would like to give us a call. Now, for those of you out there know, a lot of you know, that we do a newsletter. We send it out every Thursday. I just want to talk a little bit about the last week's newsletter. It's some good information about different types of Sambucus, which is the elderberry. There's three different types that are on there that we talked about, but the real reason why I want to talk about last week's newsletter has to do with ticks. This is the time of year where it's nice and warm, and the ticks like this time of year to be looking for that other host, you know, that other host, the, you know, dog, a cat, yourself, you know, the deer. Obviously, it's a deer tick. That's where it gets its name. But it's they really like this time of year where it's a little bit warmer. They're getting ready to, you know, get into the next stages. This article, though, has a lot of information explaining what they do, and you know, one of the things I learned from this is that ticks are in the spider family and the arachnids because of the eight legs that they have. But it's their legs are used, you know, as senses. They can actually tell temperature changes when they know what the next season is going on, etc. So they're actually, you know, they're pretty smart. But at the same time, they're a lazy insect, as I like to call them. They, you know, they like to go in shady areas, and they like to attach to somebody else to find their food source and do everything off of somebody else versus, you know, working for it and getting it. So these, the ticks, as we, you know, have talked about, they, in my opinion, they're very, very lazy, but they're a smart insect. Now, there's different ways that you could be taking care of it. They, you know, ticks like to sit in areas of high grass, in the along the edges of woods, usually those in those areas where it's a little bit shadier, taller trees, someplace for them to hide, if you will. It's, you know, in the lawn. If the lawn gets too tall, you can have them there. But most times, if the lawn is taken care of, you know, weekly or biweekly, that's when you're not going to see them in the lawn as much. So you can be using a couple products in the lawn. There's a granular form from Bonide, the Bonide Flea and Tick Granule. That is a good one to be putting in the lawn. It's a, I believe they call it Ant Flea and Tick. At this time, that's one that will start to kill some of them. It's also going to kill ants, you know, any fleas, especially that, you know, those are out there as well at this time. You know, they're looking for a host right now, those different ticks, and it's not easy to be, you know, getting rid of them after the fact. You want to get rid of them before. There's some other products out there. There's an organic product from Natural Alternatives. It's a flea, tick, and mosquito spray. Comes in a ready-to-spray, so it's a hose end. You can spray the lawn and spray the areas, you know, the edge of the woods. That's one of the more important spots to be looking, is getting the first 10 to 15 feet into to the woods that are around you to make sure that those are taken care of and spray all over. You know, we, you know, again, like I said, they don't like to be in the open sun, you know, on short grass, etc. They're trying to keep some sort of shaded area. So if you have a shady lawn, you know, that's going to be where they are. But if it's in a full sun lawn, you're not going to have it as much for the ticks. They're looking for a different area to be a little bit cooler. So, you know, this is something to take a look at. We're, you know, we're not only worried about ourselves, but our pets and our, you know, obviously our children, but, you know, our pets and our children. And so, you know, maybe looking at the organic way of spraying is one thing to go. There's a few out there. We'll actually talk with Victoria from Natural Alternatives at 7:30 about some of that. We'll get some more information from her, and we'll see what we can do to help you guys out, because this is tick season where it's a bit warm. They're ready to go. They're hungry. So we're going to go to a break. On the other side, we'll be back to answer more of your gardening questions. We'll see you in a couple.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.